WWA Mobile.
First ARG Mobile.
KV2H Access.
Hell, the gang's all here. How you guys doing today? Steve on this in KN4WWA. Hey, Dave.
And the other station, I didn't hear the call. Just doing some work around the house. Got kind of a slow week going on, so I'm just taking it easy and working around here.
Jump in there with us. The water's fine.
CRG, Robert over here in Spartanburg. Hello. I think we talked before.
Yeah, Steve on this end. That's Dave over there. You notice I said over there. He's a different part of the world. He's just over there somewhere, you know. And by the way, I'm headed for Bowling Springs from Inman.
At Bowling Springs. Oh, there's Springfield, fella.
Go to the Lowe's over there. I gotta get some stuff to build another chicken coop ad on.
You don't want to go to Lowe's? No, I got Lowe's over here. I don't need to go to Bowling Springs.
You know where I live, and believe it or not, the Lowe's in Bowling Springs is actually 2.5, almost 3 miles closer than Greer. In Spartanburg, the one on down there on 29, it's about, I'd say about 4 or 5 miles farther than any of them.
Gotcha. Well, good afternoon, Bob. Dave here. Greer, currently on my base radio. Just hanging out. I'm just got a little slow week going on, so I'm not doing too much. Just doing some work around the house, getting caught up with honeydew stuff. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know where Robert went. But yeah, I'm heading over there to get some more chicken coop stuff. We got 6 more chickens, and naturally, you know, my wife's got them trained. All she's got to do is stick her hand down into the little tub where she's got them growing them up for chickens, and she puts both hands down there, and 3 of them will jump up and kind of hunker in and snuggle up inside her hands.
So yeah, we want to eventually get a chicken coop set up. Don't know where the heck I'm going to put it, but... Got to figure something out.
Take up a whole lot of space. Just get them a little ways out from the house so that on those nice, warm summer evenings that aroma doesn't waft back towards your back porch.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I have a somewhat of an idea as where to put them. I just got to make, you know, got to get out there and clear the space. You know what I mean?
Yep, sure do. Well, so what did Jimmy get? Yeah, I know he got a Ford. Did he get a 250? Infor, what's his call sign? I've got my brain's quit on me. MMW. Infor MMW.
What are you talking about? What did he get? You mean what truck he got?
Well, yeah, that's his big get lately, isn't it? Yeah, he got him a Ford, I know, but did he get him a 250 or did he get a what?
Oh, I think it's an F-150, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh, seems like he'd have moved up in size, you know, to be able to pull that camper.
As far as I understand, it's a V6 dual turbo. And that thing gets up and dances. He says he's got no issue pulling that camper.
He has to get a new transmission.
As far as I know, you know, he's been pulling that, or he's pulled the camper with no problem. He had a V8, I know, but I don't know. You know, he said he got pretty good mileage, I guess, last time. I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Hope it works out for him. Hey, did you know that this stupid Chevy I've got a locker rear end in it, and it's a 1500, and this thing is rated for 11,500 pounds.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a 1500, but I've got a locker rear end in the back, and it's got that 6 or 8 speed transmission in it. with that 5.3-liter V8, and this thing's rated to pull a little over 11,000 pounds.
Oh. Well, didn't you get a camper also, or a camper trailer or something?
Oh, yeah. And my camper trailer only weighs 4,800 pounds. So, you know, hey, I won't have any problems.
I guess not. Well, let me get, I heard you from a distance. Let me get back to doing what I'm doing. I just wanted to pop in and say, hey. And if we ran Bob off, I apologize. But I will catch you later. KN4VWA, KB2HXS.
And since I got all these other little projects to get Mama happy, I'm going to be able to jump in on that other little project we talked about. Oh, probably about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Get started on that.
We'll talk tomorrow about that.
See you later. And, let me know if you hear from our friend. KN4VWA, 73 is clear.
All right, we'll catch you later, KP2HXS.
KN4ZWA, KO4WWZ.
How you doing, Chandler?
I'm doing all right, Steve. I haven't received that email from you yet. I've been wanting to get that book back to you. I know you've been wanting it back.
Chance to email you yet, bud. I've just been up to my belt in alligators. Will be nice to say I'm up to my belt in alligators.
I understand that, buddy. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep you. I just wanted to let you know I want to do right by you and get that book back to you. But I'll catch you later. I know you got 73 scales from WWC.
Chandler, I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon. 73, KN4VWA. I'm clear and still mobile.